This is VP with your Metaverse news for Monday, July 5th, 2022. The local time is 4 o'clock GMT. And in our top story, it is time for another land sale. Cross-chain Metaverse platform Terra Virtua is coming out with their own land sale for a particular area in the Terra Virtua ecosystem called Cardano Island. Now, you must already hold a Cardano Summit NFT, but Cardano Summit NFT holders will receive special perks, including Cardano Island land sale whitelist spots. As a Cardano Island pioneer, you'll be among the very first in line to purchase a plot of land here. Every Cardano Island land plot enables landowners to combine up to 5 Summit NFTs to unlock certain features. Cardano Summit NFT holders who purchase land on Cardano Island will also get to choose a building to go on their land, based on the Cardano NFTs they've already claimed, that will not be available anywhere else in Virtua, as well as exclusive 3D Cardano bots on a free mint. This land sale will be approximately 2 days from now. Turning it over to sports, FC Porto is the first European soccer club to enter Upland's metaverse. Upland is a real estate trading metaverse platform on the EOS blockchain. Portuguese soccer club FC Porto is digitizing its own stadium in the Upland metaverse, as well as offering team and player NFTs for fans to purchase on the platform. FC Porto's virtual Estádio do Dragão stadium will be used for new types of digital fan experience, and its creation coincides with the addition of the city of Porto to the platform. The first phase of the rollout will happen during the upcoming 2022-2023 soccer season. FC Porto's marketing director Tiago Gouveia states, and I quote, "To say that this is just another way we're engaging with fans is an understatement. Being the first soccer club in the world to establish itself with its city, stadium, players, and fans in the metaverse catapults our brand to the cutting edge in this arena. We're always on the lookout for new opportunities, and we won't let the metaverse pass us by. This partnership is proof of that," end quote. The deal also highlights a key decision that all sports organizations must make before entering the metaverse. Do they create a space or buy virtual land in an existing third-party platform like Upland or Roblox or something better, or do they work to create their own environment that they can shape independently? I suppose this is yet to be seen. Now here's some exciting news. HTC's new metaverse phone includes crypto and an NFT wallet. The very first ever metaverse phone, the HTC Desire 22 Pro, comes preloaded with Viverse apps to navigate the metaverse and manage your crypto and NFTs. The HTC Desire 22 Pro comes preloaded with apps that let you access and manage your metaverse content, including crypto and NFTs, from your phone. A Viverse app also lets you buy NFTs in a digital marketplace and create your own virtual space, per an announcement. Like its previous HTC crypto phones, the Desire 22 Pro also comes with a built-in crypto wallet for Ethereum and Polygon-based assets. Now get this part, the device is optimized to work alongside HTC's lightweight Vive Flow VR headset with HDCP 2.2 connectivity, enabling you to wirelessly mirror content to the VR headset, while a Vive Manager app also lets you set up and manage your VR hardware. If you're interested in the specs on this phone or the Terra Virtua land sale, both links will be provided down below in the description. Now for our next story, luxury Rolex watches and real estate in the metaverse. Chronally and Decentraland could dominate. Now we know what Decentraland is. What exactly is Chronally? Chronally is the world's first fractional watch investment platform on the Ethereum blockchain. This is an exciting project that will bring real assets into the metaverse in the form of NFTs minted against real and rare watches from top brands. So when metaverse users roam the virtual universe with their own custom avatar, they will be able to buy clothing and shoes in NFT form. Chronally is taking it a step further than that. With real assets that will be stored in physical form, users will be able to wear watches from Rolex or Patek Philippe in the metaverse, which will track the priced gains in the real-world watch market. Getting hold of the watches is done through the Chronally marketplace, and the project allows fractional investing, so the market will no longer be reserved for the ultra-wealthy. The market will also benefit from verification and more reliable pricing on the blockchain. And we always try to end it with a more unusual story. The UAE's first hospital in the metaverse is set to open in October. An official of a higher rank said on Wednesday that the UAE's first hospital in the metaverse will be opened by the Thumbay Group, which provides healthcare services. They have already begun working on it and anticipate having it ready for release by October of this year, according to Dr. Thumbay Moideen, founder and president of the Thumbay Group. This will be a fully functional virtual hospital wherein patients would visit using avatars to interact with physicians. To cater to the growing medical tourism industry, Moidin revealed that they would provide patients the opportunity to see the hospital as it appears in the metaverse if they were to visit Thunbay Healthcare. The Thunbay Group is bringing augmented reality and virtual reality technologies to long-term care patients who have been hospitalized for at least 6 months and are bedridden or paralyzed. So in other words, people who cannot make it to an actual hospital. This center is designed to cater to customers' requirements in three-dimensional spaces in an effortless manner, all the while providing them with the digitally immersive and interactive sensory experience. This has been your Metaverse News Update. We will see you next time.